Look at verse 45. It came about in a little while. I like that. That little tiny cloud just grew in a little while, that the sky grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy shower. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Now, Jezreel was about 18 to 20 miles away. I want you to picture Ahab in your mind. He's driving that chariot across the desolate area. He hadn't seen rain in so long. He's in shock. The rain's coming down. Look at the next verse. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and out ran Ahab to Jezreel. Man. Well, I could go wild with that verse, I promise you. That's got all kinds of imaginative possibilities. Can you picture this? Now, here's Elijah outrunning Ahab, and Ahab is watching him as he comes around on the outside track. Okay? And in Ahab's mind are several thoughts. You know, 3.5 years ago, when I first saw him, there was perfect weather, and he said, there'll be no more rain. And you know, we didn't have any rain. And then out of nowhere, he came on the scene, and we went up on a mountain, and from the sky, he brought fire. And he talked to a God nobody could see. And fire came. And then he told me to get ready because rain is coming, and down it comes. And I am driving my best stallion back to Jezreel, and he can run faster than me. You get the idea? I think Ahab must have thought he is weird. He is strange. You know, he wasn't weird. You know what made him unique? You just read it. Verse 46. The hand of the Lord was on him. That's what made him unique. Now, you read that verse and you think, if you're like me, oh, man, I would love to be like that. But, man, I'm not in Elijah's league. Oh, no? Turn in closing to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 17. You read about Elijah and you say, wow, he's in the big leagues. I'm a pygmy in comparison to him. Spiritual giant, and I'm a dwarf. He's in another league. Verse 17, James chapter 5. Elijah was a mighty prophet of God. Doesn't say that. Let's try it again. Elijah was a powerful worker of miracles. Doesn't say that. Elijah was a model no man could match. Doesn't say that. Look at what it says. A man with a nature like ours. That means he was flesh, blood, muscle, bone, the whole ball of wax. Just a man. But what did he do? He prayed earnestly. And it might not rain, and it didn't. He prayed again, verse 18, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit.